CityTalk 105.9. Official podcasts. Online at citytalk.fm. CityTalk 105.9. Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks.
This is a man's world. But it would be nothing. Without a woman or a girl.
It is the weekend, which means it is City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool, and it's Bloke Talk, and we ought to actually... We haven't kicked off Bloke Talk in the traditional manner for a while. And kind of like just had a little clink of probably the best carbonated fizzy drink, non-alcoholic drink in the world. Beautiful. So we're here, and it's Bloke Talk for the next 60 minutes. If you have downloaded it and you're listening to it at a different time, maybe during the week or whatever, then thank you. If you are listening to it at the weekend, then I hope your weekend's going well. Yet again, another change of personnel for Bloke Talk.
Yes.
Here at City Talk 105.9. Now, I'm getting confused. Were you here last week?
No.
You weren't here last week, no. So Toby comes back to the fold.
You enjoyed it.
What?
Me not being here last
week. Oh, we're going to talk about that. You didn't get upset, did you?
Aww.
I've made notes.
I bet you have. And then Laura is not here this week, so it's the return of Claire.
Thank you very much for asking me back. Well, I had a great time last time.
We
so I feel
liked
very privileged.
Having you last time.
Thank
didn't
you.
We
did.
So you're here, which is lovely. And let's be honest about this, because I think most people have worked out the Bloke Talk isn't actually live.
Yes.
Okay, because it gets repeated at a different time, sometimes on a Sunday.
Yes.
It also gets podcasted. And because sometimes, you know, this show is very different when it comes to other radio shows. There's no script.
Nope, none at all. I can vouch for that.
There's no running order.
Despite the notes I've made this week.
Most weeks you can tell.
There's no order, pretty much.
There's no order. And sometimes it goes a little bit pear-shaped. Sometimes JD, the mute producer, has to cut bits out. So Bloke Talk has to be recorded.
Is there a cut-out DVD that we can sell with an 18-rated certificate at Christmas?
The best bits.
And the reason I'm mentioning this, because, you see, if we were doing this in real time on a Saturday night when Bloke Talk is first broadcast, it would be Claire's wedding night.
It would.
Toby, you and I would be part of Claire's wedding night.
Drunk.
Which is quite a mental image. Anyway, so it is recorded, so we'll talk about your wedding, because you've got less than 72 hours to go.
I know. It's 3 days.
Yeah.
3 days away. Well, yeah, very... Oh, I'm very nervous.
Is it already?
Oh, yeah, everything's in hand. Had a few hiccups, I have to say, last week, so I was very stressed.
Yeah.
But it's expected, isn't it?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Everything's in order, hopefully.
Are you nervous? Are you having one of these last-minute doubts that you sometimes hear about?
No.
You're going to do a runner?
No.
You're going to turn up?
No runaway bride for me. Right. I'm definitely sure. It's Tim I'm worried about. He's going to do like a Jason Grimshaw and go out the toilet window or something. Probably. He's more nervous than I am, but he's not. He's quite shy, Tim.
Yeah.
Unless he has a few drinks.
Yeah.
So I think he's very nervous about his speech and the actual church, the service.
If he's got any sense, he'll stay.
I hope so. Can you tell him?
Have you told him about his speech at all? Have you given him any pointers, any direction?
I haven't. I've just told him the things that's expected of him. You know,
yes.
He has to thank the bridesmaids and the parents and say how gorgeous I look, of course.
Well,
that was the top one.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Apart from that, no. But he's not a very good speaker. Like, unless he knows people, then he comes out of his shell.
Presumably he knows everyone at your wedding.
You haven't got any strangers coming, have you? Well, no, that's the thing, guys. But that's what I was saying to you last time I was on. We've got people that I've never even met before
and
coming.
And that's why it's not during Bloke Talk, of course.
Yes,
because we'd be here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He wouldn't want to come on air then. We could have him on. Can we have him on next week to talk about it?
To talk about Matt. We'll be on our honeymoon. Maybe
that's
when we
I'll give you a call. You won't be up to much. Where are you going?
Hopefully, Aruba.
Aruba?
Aruba.
Aruba.
Jamaica. Yep.
Yeah.
No one knows where Aruba is, do you?
No. Aruba, Jamaica is, you know, that was a Beach Boys song, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah.
It's near Venezuela.
Kokomo.
Wow.
Yes, just at the top. It's either at the top or bottom of Venezuela.
You see, I didn't even do geography GCSE, so you're asking the wrong person. Unless I've been there, I don't know where it is.
I must admit, I knew it was in South America, but not exactly where it was. But it's supposed to be very nice.
You worried about swine flu?
I'm not, I have to say. There's been no cases, hopefully, found in Aruba as yet.
Good.
But, it's calmed down a bit now, hasn't it?
All right, so you're here, and it's 3 days before your wedding. Mm. And if you're listening to this on Saturday night on City Talk 105.9, Claire will have become Mrs...
Cross. Claire Cross.
Are you going
Claire
to call Cross. Yourself Claire Cross on air?
No, because...
No, you should. You should.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, change your name. Come in as Claire Cross. Claire
well,
Cross.
Well, I like it because I'll works. Be CC, won't I?
Yeah, CC.
And
CC.
In your emails, CC you'll, has you'll the have travel. Claire, Claire Cross. Cross. Nay.
Well, I was don't thinking, you? Well, because everyone... I've been here, what? Been in radio for 7 years and yeah. everyone's known me as Claire Morris. So I was thinking yeah. I wasn't going to change a profession.
Go
like.
And confuse yeah. everybody. It'd yeah. be fun.
Claire Cross.
I might do. I haven't decided.
Yeah.
I'm definitely changing it, you know, on my bank cards and the, yeah. everything else.
Have you practiced the signature?
Oh, yeah, and I'm terrible at it.
Because women do that. Is it true that women do that in the first early stages of the beginning of a relationship? If there's a yeah. man they like, they start going... If it was Claire and the surname... Let's say you're real on the way. Your name was Smith and you were seeing, I don't know, Derek Bidsworth.
Okay.
So, and you quite liked Derek Bidsworth. Do all of a sudden, after the first couple of months, you think, oh, he's all right. Do you start going, Claire... Bidsworth. I don't know. Bidsworth?
I have to say you do. You do it. And then I had to sign mine for my passport, so I had to sign it quite earlier on. Like, it doesn't start till the 16th of May, obviously, once we get married. But I had to quickly sign it, and I was just like, that looks terrible.
Ooh. How long into your relationship did it take you to first write your new signature?
Yeah.
Probably about after a year.
Oh my God!
When you're younger, it's a lot sooner. You know, when you're in when you're in high school and everything, you do it all the time on your pencil case, yeah, don't you, and all yeah, that. Yeah. I don't have a pencil
presumably
case anymore.
You can tell how easy the lady is in that way. How many names have you got on your pencil case?
Yes, that's a good
yeah,
way.
Never mind notches on the bedpost. Yeah. How many little signatures have you tried out on your pencil case?
There's a song, isn't it, called what? "I Love You from the Bottom of My Pencil Case."
I
heard that?
From the bottom.
Yeah, I've never heard it.
That was a beautiful South, wasn't it?
I don't.
Yeah, it was.
Was it?
Yeah, yeah. I've
never
heard
of it.
Yeah.
I've never heard of it. I got told that.
God, bloke talk. It's got cultural references in, hasn't it? Pop culture at its finest. Loads of stuff to talk about. You know, we did a play a couple of weeks ago for postcards around the world from yep. listeners. Got another one here.
Fantastic.
Ooh.
It's a picture of a classic American car. It's been doctored.
Just hitched.
Just hitched.
That's absolutely
That's
fitting.
Very relevant, isn't it? Good.
And instead of actually dragging along a load of old tin cans, it's got some Spam cans. I shall reveal that a little bit later on. Also, we've got some more people who have joined Bloke Talk online on Twitter. And also on Facebook, and loads of other stuff to talk about as well. You've come in with a. This is
notepad. My journalist didn't
oh,
read
no.
my notes.
This is. I've just read. You made notes about what was said about you
I
when you were not here.
I have. I was going. I'm going to question what sort of a man you are that would have a right go at somebody while they're not even there to defend
Aww.
Themselves.
What did I have a go at you about?
Right,
I'll do it right now to your face.
Would you like me to?
I'll tell you what I said reveal. Last week. I make no apologies for it because I like you in a kind of softly cuddly way. But sometimes you remind me of Linus from the Peanuts.
Yes,
comic strip.
I've got that written down.
Dragging around with your little blanket and sucking your thumb.
Why?
Well, because you're that kind of small, slightly sensitive character.
Why?
Well, I don't know how that's why you are. I mean, did they lock you in a
that?
Cupboard when you were a child?
Give me an example of something I've done that makes you think that.
It's just your general demeanour. You're kind of Toby and, you know, you're a little bit soft and sensitive. Nothing wrong with that, you know? You're quite cuddly and stuff. You just remind me of Linus from the Peanuts.
You were having a good laugh at my expense when you said that last week. What do you mean they weren't? Did you listen?
I did listen. It was very entertaining.
Do you know what?
Don't bring your mother into it.
No, listen, I don't actually take great offence to this sort of thing. My mum took it so personally.
You
did should see
she?
The text messages. The text messages I just got were brilliant.
Our mums are like that,
aren't
they?
They said you were weak and that you had a blankie.
No one said you were weak.
Pink and yellow checked blankie. And you talked about me bleating on and Laura called me immature and innocent.
Oh, that's wrong.
You described me as a hypochondriac, which is probably fair.
See?
The list goes on.
You said that... you talked about pee-pee. You talked about pee-pee, yeah. And you said that the previous week we'd named her as Polly, which I have to say, you then blamed me for that. You said he didn't want her named, so we called her pee-pee. That's not true. You called her pee-pee for fear that she might
you
get upset.
You could have rectified the situation at
I
any
was
time.
Happy.
You could have leapt in and said, look, why do you keep using pee-pee? Her name is Polly.
I thought we were doing it.
I thought we were just keeping it, you know, a little bit of anonymity yeah. in order to protect your relationship.
I
was trying to do the right thing.
No, you weren't. You thought it
Blanket
was a
boy.
Little bit of fun when you started calling her pee-pee. You found it hilarious for weeks.
What's so funny about pee-pee?
Then I was described as soft cheese.
I can't believe you brought in a pad with notes
on it. Direct quote, Toby is away sucking his thumb and blanket.
Who said that?
You did.
No, I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. Go back and listen. Do you know what? Not only did I make these notes, I made them about 5 minutes before the show. I went through the whole thing.
Did you listen back?
What else? Yeah, absolutely, I listened.
Do you want, an apology?
Yes.
Which bit offended you the most?
All of it.
No, which bit?
I think...
Well, you mentioned the hypochondria thing, and you just said that's probably true.
No, I'm not. I don't think I'm a hypochondriac, but I do like to...
Have you got a blanket?
No.
Have you ever had a blanket?
Do you know what? I was tempted...
Would you like a blanket?
No. I was tempted to get one and bring one in today just to play up
It's, you know, are you offended by that?
You also told me that you also suggested that if I made somebody pasta when they came over, which invariably, you're right, it would be pasta.
It's funny how all these criticisms seem to have some truth to them.
Fair enough, pasta, but you said that it would be out of a plastic packet and I'd still have to phone my mum to ask how to make it.
Yeah,
that's not true. No. We've talked about how terrible my mum's cooking is. Why would I phone her?
She was sticking up for you. Your mum was protecting you, and now you've just dogged her. Take that back.
She understands about the cooking thing. You've missed in the past me talking about it.
Is she a terrible cook?
You see, the thing is, I've defended your mum on this show before.
The thing about her and her cooking is that she doesn't enjoy cooking, and it tastes that way.
Okay, I get you.
All right, Toby, let's just tell Claire, because you won't have heard this, but remind me of the comments you made to your mother in the past when she brings stuff out of the oven and puts it on the table. What did you said in the past?
Things along the lines of, have you given it any flavouring?
Oh, I'd be so insulted.
Anything else? I think could call what is this could, was yeah. a question you wanted to your mum.
What's that supposed to be?
Okay.
Oh, no!
Could you have left it in the oven any longer?
Who's a nasty guy now?
I'm not. Nasty boy.
Someone who's having a bit of bloke-on-bloke ribbing. Actually, we're editing that bit out because that sounds a bit weird. Bloke on bloke joshing about your blanket, and you think that's out of order, yet you've just repeated the allegations of how horrible your mum's cooking is.
So? That's a fact. You're just making blind opinions about my relationship and about me.
And your blankie.
And my blankie, which doesn't exist and never has. And so I would just like to put these things right.
Okay. Well,
and for you to admit that most of what you suggested were merely opinions and guesses with no founding.
Is that the major concern here? The fact that there's no fact?
Yes.
Just random speculation?
Yes.
And opinion?
Yes.
Well, of course it was.
Well,
I've got no issue with that.
I'm glad that we've got that out there now and that the insults were merely a bit of a joke.
Jesting.
Yes.
Well, of course they are.
Yeah.
Well, did you take it as kind of...
My mum certainly did. She was really angry.
Were you concerned that people across Liverpool, North Wales and North West England all of a sudden would just think, we have this guy called Toby on Bloke Talk who walks around with a blanket?
I'm a 24-year-old journalist.
I know.
People can't think of me as hugging my blankie as I tell them about the latest bombing in Iraq. It doesn't work.
Well, you've had the opportunity. You've had the right of reply.
Thank you.
It's on the record.
Yes.
It's been committed to, well, I was going to say tape. Yes. Different generation.
I shall now
been committed to hard
up
disk.
My notes.
Yeah. There you go.
Do I owe your mum an apology?
Do you know what? She was much more offended than I was.
What's your mum's name?
She was really upset.
What's your mum's name?
Catherine.
Catherine.
Yes.
Catherine.
Kathy. If you're going to shorten it, yeah.
Kathy. Everly Brothers did a track, didn't they, once called Kathy's Clown.
Yes,
it is. Are you suggesting that I'm Kathy's clown now?
insult you can add to the list now.
Just mentioning the fact that Kathy's Clown was a song by the Everly Brothers. Well, look, I don't want to upset your mum.
Good.
I think your mum's had enough of a hard time with you criticising her cooking.
Let's face it, you flirt enough with Laura's mum.
Only because she sends me saucy emails.
You don't need to insult
saying, have you tried the older woman?
Ooh,
so there
I
you
remember
are.
This.
Okay, well, I'm sorry you were offended. How's your relationship with Polly?
Good.
Did that take any damage last week when you weren't here, but
no,
listening to Bloke Talk?
To be honest with you, I heard it having had a few drinks, and she found it rather amusing.
Ah.
Yeah. But it's not true. Polly's
quite an aphrodisiac laughter,
Polly's
isn't it?
Not the hard sort that you think that she is.
What does that mean?
You said that she was...
Hang on a second. Point of order, and the point of order is this. For the last 10 minutes, you've been addressing your displeasure to me.
Mm.
Okay, there were two other people in this radio studio last week. That small bloke, what's his name?
Jake's.
And Laura.
Yes.
I get the full blast of your venom. It wasn't just me talking.
I don't deny, but it was mainly you. The only quote that I could attribute to anyone else was when Laura said that I was immature. And believe me, I'll take that up with her next week.
Oh, but you are only 24. That's expected.
Yeah. I'm a little boy.
You're a young pup.
Yeah.
A pup.
You've described me as a young pup every single week. So I don't take offence to that.
Okay, well, do you think you've had your say now?
I think I've had.
Do you feel happier?
Say.
Is there nothing I could do to make you feel happier?
I've actually made myself my quite sewing angry, machine actually. I wish I hadn't bothered.
Oh, dear.
Well, I'm sorry to have alienated you from this last 5 minutes.
Don't worry, I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Well, all I can say, Kathy and Toby, then, I apologise.
And by the way, I'm not sensitive.
No.
Not at all.
The last 10 minutes has demonstrated quite clearly you're not sensitive. Well, we've got a ton of stuff to get through. I want to talk about Coronation Street, which I accidentally watched on Monday.
Oh, has to be an accident.
And
definitely.
Dev, are you familiar with the Dev story? Are you familiar with the Dev storyline?
I started a bit, yeah. He cheated on his, I don't know if she's his fiancée or
something. The question is, did he cheat?
Well, that's my question. Okay.
I do know that I saw this.
Okay. I know what you're
and
going
it's
on.
A bloke talk question because he went and slept with a woman one night.
Yeah.
Okay. He thought the relationship that she'd said it's over, hadn't she? She said it's over.
But she left that night, and then what? 3 hours later, he's in bed with another woman. That's disgusting.
So, we'll come back in a few moments' time.
Not cheating.
And we'll talk about that, because what is the definition of cheating? And if a woman says it's over, surely a man is to take that on board, consider it at face value, and think it's over. We'll talk about that in a few moments' time. It is Bloke Talk on The Voice of Liverpool, City Talk 105.9.
Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks, City Talk 105.9.
You right, Tobe?
I feel calmer.
He's calmed down now, haven't you?
I've got a hanky.
That looks a bit like my blankie.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Maybe it could be a blankie substitute.
No,
when you become a father...
My
hanky. When you become a father, you start carrying hankies because you have small children with either snotty noses or Marmite all over their chin. So that's why I've got a hanky in my pocket. Force of habit.
Do you love or hate Marmite?
Love Marmite.
Do you love or hate Marmite?
I hate it.
Oh, I can't
standard.
Get enough of Marmite.
Marmite
sandwiches.
I'm the exception to the rule. Hmm? I can take it or leave it.
Really?
Yeah. I like it. If
you ACDC? Take it or leave it, the Marmite.
Yeah.
Oh, I just don't like it at all. You know what I like, though? I love OXO and just with hot water. It's like a cup of soup. I love that. You know, like Bovril. No. I don't mind that, but actually Marmite and toast. Ugh.
I want to talk about Coronation Street, because I think Coronation Street's interesting. I think it's presented a moral dilemma that's been broadcast to the nation. And for those of you who don't watch it, and I don't normally watch it, but I was bored, it was a Monday night, and I stuck it on because there was nothing on ITV4. There was no Minder or Alfie Does Own Pet.
I tell you what, I don't know what I'd do if I was you, because when nothing's on the telly for me, it's just Sky Sports News, but you're not that into your sport, are you?
So I like a bit of sport. No, I'll stick on Sky News.
Yeah.
I'll quite happily watch Sky News and shout at it a lot, quite happily. But I was watching Coronation Street, and there's this storyline that's been going on. If you don't know about it, you've got Dev, who runs the corner shop. Dev's got, is she his fiancée?
Oh, no, maybe just his girlfriend.
They've been quite a long-term relationship.
Yeah, he asked her to marry him when this all came out.
Yeah. But what happened is that basically they had a bit of a row. She said it was over. He went out and got trolleyed down the Rover's Return, I think. Mm-hmm. Bumped into some woman who he knew. Went back to his flat. Bit of the old jiggy-jiggy. Right? That's what happened, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She found out about it and has kicked off all about it. Now, this, I think, is very interesting because I think if you're a man, if a woman says to you, Tobe, it's over, what would you take away from two-word statement?
The issue is the context of it happening, because everybody has the little rows here and there where they go, right, we should never see each other again.
Yeah.
And they go off and storm off and then everything calms down and you know that it's not really a proper breakup.
Yeah.
But I think, I get the impression that when this happened in Coronation Street, the row was a genuine mega row and he... thought it wasn't one of those little, this is going to be over sort of things. It was a proper one where he genuinely thought, oh, God, I've lost her. And that's why he went out and got trolleyed. You know, you don't go and get trolleyed after one of those little mini things, do you?
No.
So he went out and got trolleyed for that very reason.
Yeah.
And then, so for me, because he genuinely thought it was over, maybe you could argue it's a little bit quick.
Yes.
But, and it's very much on the rebound.
It seemed nice.
But I don't think he was cheating on her.
Ah, cheating. That's a very powerful word, isn't it?
He wasn't cheating
on her. He might have regretted it.
Yeah.
Might regret it. He might, on hindsight, consider it was a little bit insensitive, a little, yeah. little bit too
just a little bit, yes.
After the event.
God, I can't
but is
this.
It cheating?
No.
Yes.
No. And Claire
why is it
Morrow,
cheating? Relationship's
one,
over.
Why is it cheating? And two.
It wasn't over, though, was it? She came back.
She said it's over.
Well, you say these things in the heat of passion.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. You could use that excuse all the time. Yeah. You said it was over on one of those little arguments you were talking about. So that's an excuse to go out and snog someone or, you know,
yeah,
get
but
jiggy
that's
jiggy.
That's my
as Duncan
point.
Said.
You can tell when it's meant and when
it's not.
Not
sometimes, because you men don't know exactly what we're talking about. You always say this when we say.
She went and packed her bag.
Okay, well,
woman.
The thing is, what people need to know, if they don't watch it, is that she went out to get her revenge because she found out about this and she's embarrassed him by taking. They went to some photo shoot and he got a bit trolleyed and took his clothes off and she said, oh darling, it's a great body, I want some pictures of you, da 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 da, and she's now posted it everywhere, hasn't she?
Yeah, massive poster
with wire over his
that's the storyline because she was so incensed by this. So that's what's happened. She thinks that he's done the wrong thing, and alright, this is only a soap opera, but I think it presents quite an interesting moral dilemma. Do you think he cheated?
Oh, I know what you guys are going on about because she did leave, but I just think regardless of that, it's a principle. It's a fact that it happened the same night. You know what I mean? He couldn't. So surely he was that upset. He said he was devastated that she left, but then he went and, you know, cheated.
How long do you leave then? A day?
That's
a week?
Exactly.
No!
That's exactly the girls, answer I want. When does it stop being cheating?
A month. I'd say a month.
A month?
A month.
A month.
Yes.
A month.
Oh, see, no,
what are you supposed to do for 4 weeks?
We're built differently from you. Me and my ex-boyfriend split up.
Yeah.
I was together with him for like 2 years.
What was his name?
Martin.
Martin.
Yes. Yeah. Martin.
Martin.
Yes. Dumped me via text, I must say, after
well,
2 years.
What a git.
I know, which was nice.
Did you not almost feel like going out immediately and proving almost to yourself that you were still wanted?
Well, you know what? I did, but I took it really hard. I was really upset. And I didn't start like going out and getting interested, you know, noticing other men.
No.
Until probably, it took me a long time, I must say, but I think because I was that hurt, it was my first serious relationship.
Oh.
So girls are different, but that's the thing. Men would, that's the thing you do. You'd be like, right, I'm going out, I'm getting
a bit. Men have to do it, and I'll tell you why.
I think it's far more likely to happen the same night than in a week,
yeah,
don't
I think
you?
You're right. I think
you
men
go
do
out,
it.
And it's a spur of the moment thing, and it's like, right, I'm going to prove her wrong. I'm going to prove I'm still wanted.
Would you feel guilty afterwards, though?
Probably.
Well, I'm glad that...
I might feel a bit guilty.
Blame on the booze.
Particularly if they then did come back.
Don't you can't use that excuse.
Don't you think if they did come back, you'd go, you know, I wish
would
I hadn't
Would you tell
done
her, though?
That.
The thing is, that's what I'm going to ask you now. Dev hid it, didn't tell her, even though she knew, and then it got exposed.
Dev,
would you, if your girlfriend came back and said, look, I was a bit too abrupt there, I still love you, but we just need to work this out, would you tell her that you'd had a one-nighter? Would you?
No. You see,
that's cheating. That's where it becomes cheating because you haven't
told. There's a flaw.
Her.
There's a flaw. And the flaw is this. Dev deserves everything he gets. You
he
want
does.
To know why?
He's...
He deserves everything he gets because he decided to sleep with someone who he knew incredibly well. Someone who drank in the Rover's Return. Someone who knew where he lived and had his phone number and knew his, well, at the time, ex-girlfriend. I'm not advocating such behaviour. I'm not here to make moral judgments. But let's be honest, not the sharpest.
It's not a proper one-nighter, is it, that?
And I'll tell you why men do it. And you went on, you kind of like hinted at it earlier. It's because men, it's an ego thing.
Yes.
Okay, and all this is, it's kind of this, I'm
to
a man.
To prove you still want it.
Exactly. Hmm. Not saying it's right.
But
I think what's interesting is, when does it stop being cheating?
Yes. Well, I don't think it was cheating, but I also think I wouldn't make a point of telling, you know, say PP dumped me today
and I went out and
got trolleyed and something happened and blah, blah, blah. And then she came back tomorrow and said to me, I love the way I'm now calling her PP again. And she came back tomorrow and said, look, I was really hasty. I still love you, blah, blah, blah,
but
whatever.
So you wouldn't tell her?
I wouldn't make a point of telling her. But if she asked or found out, I wouldn't, I wouldn't go, no, it didn't happen. I would say, yeah, there's no need for her to know, is there?
But that's what I'm saying. It's better if she asked. Maybe what you're saying, yeah, you wouldn't just automatically do it by yourself, but if she asked, you would tell her. Because if it comes out later on, like it did with Dev, that's when the trouble starts.
But my point is, it might come out a month later anyway.
Hell have no fury like a woman's scorned.
Oh, you're so right. You're so right.
Revenge is sweet.
I wanted to discuss that because I thought it was an interesting moral dilemma. It is a bloke talk on the Voice of Liverpool, City Talk 105.9. Claire's here, Toby's here, and I'm Duncan. I'll tell you what, we need to have a look at some correspondence.
Yes, let's. Okay.
We have new correspondence here. Bloke Talk, which is this radio show, which is currently broadcast on City Talk 105.9, the Voice of Liverpool, exists on many multimedia platforms. Bebo. Yes. MySpace,
yes.
Twitter,
yes.
Facebook.
Yes. You very rarely remember them all.
I've got them written down.
We're going to play a game. I think we should play the game that Claire wanted to play last time, but we didn't have any new Twitter people that week.
What was that?
That was trying to work out what these people are like.
We can do that. Would you like to do that?
Because you wanted to do that last time.
Yeah,
we didn't get a chance.
That.
And you need to describe them. You need to talk about their jobs, maybe, their cars.
Dislikes. This
week, what their political persuasion is.
Why do you ask that?
Because I thought it'd be interesting. And they're on the run
for
the European
What would they have had to claim back for with their expenses?
Oh, I'm bored of that.
A moat.
Right, Twitter. We have new followers on the Bloke Talk feed. We have Jordan Khan. Jordan Khan.
Has she got married again already?
Yes, quick. She doesn't hang around, does she? Is a new follower of Bloke Talk. I think Jordan Khan is a geezer. What do you think about Jordan Khan, Claire?
Do you think it's a boy?
I think it is a boy.
See, I would jump from Jordan Khan.
Okay, well, let's do a boy and a girl profile.
I think it's a boy. I have to say. Yeah. We've got to agree on what this person is.
All right, we'll go for boy.
I would say a boy.
We'll go for a man. But a boy or a man?
No, sort of young man. I think
boys should not be listening to this radio.
I think he's of. I think he's of Asian origin. I think he's just judging by his surname. I think he's got dark hair with blonde highlights. I think he wears glasses, but he's proper cool with it.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I think he might be the type to wear designer baggy jeans.
Yes.
But you know, those ones with a squiggle. Yeah, with a squiggle on the back, and so his boxies are showing.
Yeah.
And think he's super cool, but I think, really, he might be a bit of a geek.
Okay. Jordan.
Based on his computer.
Welcome.
<Yes. laughs>
thank you for following Bloke Talk on Twitter. Now, this is a great one. Also, following Bloke Talk on Twitter, not only Jordan Khan, who's joined, and by the way, if you want to join us, then do that, and we'll give you a mention. Also, Captain Clokey.
What? Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Jordan's geek scale just went off
Jordan,
the map.
Jordan, I take it back. I take it all back.
Captain Clokey. Now, just consider this for one second, okay? Someone who knows full well, there's a very good chance this is going to be read out on the radio, Captain Clokey.
I think that's worrying.
Now, which bit do you want to do first, the Clokey or the Captain?
Clokey. Clokey's got to come in first, hasn't he?
Oh, dear.
Clokey is spelt with an I-E, which to me suggests maybe someone of the not so old school.
What are you doing?
Sorry.
I think...
The mute producer's just given me quite a nasty look. It was a Paddington Bear-style stare. What do you think about Captain Clokey?
I think he hides in the park with a long trench coat.
Behind an oak tree.
Yes.
Would you like to see Captain Clokey?
I have
That's
to say
exactly
that was my initial reaction.
High five.
Captain Clokey's come to play.
With a mask. Definitely there's a mask.
Yeah,
there.
With a mask.
I'm thinking
a big CC.
I'm thinking possibly we might next week owe someone an apology. But now I just think if you're going to call yourself Captain Clokey, you deserve everything you get.
He's wearing a green tight lycra suit with a red sign on his chest and green CC on there. Of course, you'll be a CC
week. Thank you for that.
Captain
for the comparison.
Clokey.
I love him. Captain Clokey's my favourite Twitter follower of ours, definitely.
What do we think, apart from lurking in parks in a Mac, what do we think Captain Clokey does when he's not in the park?
I don't want to know.
I think he sells ice creams. I think Captain Clokey's got an ice cream van.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Two Kibble Scribble, sorry. Captain Clokey.
A 99.
Anyway, Captain Clokey, welcome. And thank you for following us on Twitter. And if you're listening to this and you want to be on Twitter with us, then do so. Bloke Talk is what you need to search under. Now, Facebook. Facebook, we have a lady, we've not really worked it out, and even now she's corresponding with us, we still don't know why she misses the last 10 minutes.
Oh, is this the Neston to Speak?
It's the same
woman.
One, isn't it? We have a lady, if you haven't been listening recently, or you've just discovered Bloke Talk, we had a lady contact us, and she drives every Saturday evening, when this show is first broadcast, from Neston on the Wirral to speak. But she said she always misses the last 10 minutes. Mm. And of course we ruminated about this, we speculated about
this. The only reason we can actually decide is that we think that she must have to start work at 9 o'clock.
Like a shift.
Yeah. A shift starting at 9 o'clock, so she gets there at 10 to, misses the last 10 minutes. Makes sense, doesn't it? Surely that's what it is. There's no other reason.
No. Anyway, we said hello to her. Her name's Jane Hulley, and she joined the Bloke Talk Appreciation Society Facebook page. And she left a little message a couple of days ago, 10 past 11 at night. Now, you see, that's interesting. That does suggest maybe she does do shift work, because
she was on her break.
Normal people aren't up at 10 past 11 posting on Facebook,
no,
are they?
You're probably right.
Right. She says, thanks.
For what?
I was waving at my radio when you said hello.
Did we say
I was made up, I'm
this
sure.
This must
we
have
did.
Been last week.
So
you did talk about it briefly last week.
If you're
you,
listening
sir?
To Bloke Talk right now, somewhere, I'm just trying to think. Go through the Birkenhead Tunnel.
Birkenhead Tunnel, yeah. From Neston would be the best.
Yeah, what road would you take to speak, Claire?
Speak Boulevard.
You go, through.
There you
through
go.
The bottom of town, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And then round.
Okay. If you see some woman who's driving, one hand on the wheel and the other hand just wildly waving at her dashboard for no apparent reason.
Give her
a toot. That's Jane Hulley, everyone, who's currently listening to Bloke Talk. That's if you're listening to this on a Saturday night.
Yeah, I was going
to
say. Driving Sunday, probably call the police.
Yeah. Now, that's we have some old school correspondence here as well. Listen to this.
I love it.
Is that great, isn't it? It's a postcard.
Postcard.
More postcards, please. I'll smell it in a second.
Okay. Why would it smell?
No, I like the smell of postcards.
What
I
do they smell of?
I don't know.
more postcards, please. We did say we wanted postcards, and as many as you can will be great.
You haven't got the one that
possible.
You asked for, have you? You were asking for a rude lady
I
one,
wanted the cheeky
you?
Seaside kind of... you don't get many to those, the pound. Kind
that,
of
that was terrible.
The address is Bloke Talk, City Talk 105.9, St John's Beacon, 1 Houghton Street, Liverpool, L11RL. And this one's come from Minnesota.
Ah.
Because we have a lot of online listeners. Do you, very quickly, do you want to have a...
Smell it.
Mm-hmm. What is it? What is it? Can I just point out where they've bought this from?
What?
They bought it from the Spam Museum.
Yeah.
In Minnesota.
A Spam Museum.
It's great, isn't it?
In Minnesota.
Two Boston singles were in the grocery store when they both reached for Spam. They're not single anymore.
Because
amazing
front,
but true.
On the front, you've got a picture of a car just married and kind of like the stuff behind being dragged along as a load of spam cans. Look, I'll tell you what, we'll go away and come back because we need to do that because we'll mention who this is and we'll put out a further plea for more postcards because we like postcards.
They're the best.
It is Bloke Talk and it is City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool.
This is a man's world.
Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks. City Talk 105.9.
But it would be nothing, nothing without a woman or a girl.
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I just wish sometimes you could hear the conversations we have when the microphones aren't on. I say, when we get home tonight, or rather when you get home tonight, anyone can have a drink. Claire goes, got a nice bottle of red open. I go, yeah. Toby, I'm going to go on the cross trainer.
God.
He'll be feeling better tomorrow.
Well, me, I suspect.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's the final chunk of Bloke Talk here at City Talk 105.9. The postcard. Who's got the postcard?
Toby.
Please, listen. If you listen to this, because one of the beauties of Bloke Talk that's become very apparent over the last 12 months is whilst a lot of people listen to it on a Saturday night when it's first broadcast and sometimes on a Sunday when there's no footy on, when it gets rebroadcast, a lot of people download it, which is great. I believe it's called podcasting or whatever. And I love that. And I like the fact that people all around the world do all sorts of activities and decide, actually, I'm going to download that bloke talk show. So what we said a few weeks ago is if you're one of these people and you listen outside of Northwest England, then please send us a postcard. I don't care what it is. I don't care which country it's from. I mean, if you're living in Cornwall and you podcast it, that's great. Let us know. You know, send us a picture of some electric lights, because I'm sure that's quite exciting for you, if you live in Cornwall.
Doesn't Laura's parents live in Cornwall?
Oh,
they do,
God,
don't they?
God, they do. I've offended someone else. Please, send us some postcards if you listen to this somewhere around the world.
I think we want to hear more from Laura's dad on Facebook.
No, we don't. What have you got there?
Yeah, we do. Right. Do you know what? As much as I really appreciate the postcards and the thought and effort that's gone to getting this particular one, I'm a little bit disappointed by the content of the message.
Go on.
Hi. Listening to your show, May 2nd from 2 to 3pm Minnesota time.
Hmm. What's Minnesota time?
I've no idea.
Now, Florida, I know, is 5 hours
they're behind.
Yeah,
in Canada, we were behind. America's the same. They're a couple, yeah. I think it's 6 hours, isn't it?
Minnesota, 6 hours behind.
6 hours behind.
BST. What?
Where is Minnesota geographically in America?
Somewhere in America.
Somewhere in America. Right, OK. Well, anyway. Well, we can work it out, of course. So what day was May the 2nd? Was that a Saturday? What day was May the 2nd?
I've no idea. Read out the postcard.
Right. As requested, here is a postcard. Thought you might find spam interesting. Smiley face, Barbara, fan from Minnesota, online listener.
What's the matter with that?
I think that's nice. She's given us
nice.
The details we
it's
need to
salient,
know.
It's salient, it's succinct.
Straight to the point.
You. It's great.
Do you know, what I like is that she's from Minnesota.
Yeah.
It's not like she's an exiled Scouser. We're properly...
We're global.
We are global.
Yeah.
People love us that aren't just Scousers.
You've made it.
They all want
it's
us.
All down to Barack Obama.
Brilliant. Gotta love him.
It's a big global family. He's brought us all together.
He has.
Dear old Barry.
The other thing that I do find very interesting about this postcard is the way that certain things are randomly underlined.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried to work out if there's a message in it or something, but there's the double N of Minnesota is underlined, the I and M of the word time are underlined, and then the A of the word spam.
Nimmer. That's what we're spelling so far.
I mean?
Nimmer.
The USE of museum.
Yeah. I think maybe you're just reading too much into it.
Why would you randomly underline certain parts of the...
Maybe she'll send another one and it will all will be revealed. Maybe there's a little cryptic message in there just for you, Toby. Yeah, because...
It is
odd,
isn't it? That's very strange.
Mm.
Well, I just want to say, Barbara, thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. Barbara.
And just put the plea out again, because it is a plea. If you listen to this and your podcast is somewhere around the world, send us a postcard of where you are. The address, please. Someone read it out.
Is Bloke Talk, City Talk 105.9, St John's Beacon, 1 Houghton Street, Liverpool N1 1RL, England.
You did that very well.
Do you know what I think would be nice as well? I think if people are going to send us a postcard from wherever they're from around the world, it would be nice to have a random fact about that place.
Ah, yes, that's a good
idea.
What do
you think?
I like that.
Mm.
I like that. Have you got a random fact about any place you can offer? Get things rolling.
Oh, you've
maybe from
I'll tell
where you
what.
Were born, where you lived.
I was born on the Watford Road, on the way to Watford.
Yeah, but that's about you. It's not a random fact about the place.
Okay, Linford Christie lives in the town where I first lived. Northwood Hills.
I like that.
There you go.
Okay.
Random fact for you.
Very
you got
random
one?
Fact.
Have you got one?
Yeah, Bognor Regis, which where I've lived before, Bognor Regis has more sunshine in the summer than Cannes.
Wow.
They call it the sunshine capital of the coast.
There we go.
You wouldn't want to go there.
Interesting.
What about you?
Oh, where I lived in Canada, it was called Caledon, and just down the road from us on McLaughlin Road, there was a bridge, a graffiti bridge, which appeared in one of the Naked Gun films.
Wow. Let's talk about Canada for a second.
There you go.
I used to work with a guy called, what was his name? Wasn't Tim? Wasn't Michael? It'll come to me in a second.
Chad. Probably.
Moose Boy. No. And he was great. And we used to talk about Canadian music a lot because I like my music. And who would you say is the finest Canadian offering of music? Because you're spoiled for choice.
Definitely.
You've got Celine Dion.
Oh, don't! Oh, that bleeds my ears.
You've got Bryan Adams.
Bryan Adams, oh yes, love him, legend. Seen him many a time.
You've also got the fabulous Bare Naked Ladies.
Bare Naked Ladies.
I love the
great
Bare Naked
Shania
Ladies.
Twain.
Yeah.
She was pretty cool. But well, there was a band, you probably haven't heard of them. They were called The Tragically Hip.
Heard of them?
Have you? They're fantastic. And that they were massive in Canada. I don't think they were big anywhere else. Yeah.
And Neil Young's Canadian, isn't he?
He is.
So do you want to know something about the Bare Naked Ladies? This is another random
fact. I'll tell you what. Can I just say, if someone's listening to this and they want to buy a CD this weekend, whenever you're listening to this, and you've never come across the Bare Naked Ladies, because they had a few pop hits towards the end of the late 90s.
It's been 1 week.
It's all one week and it's all been done. But they released a great album called Gordon. Gordon. And it came out in the early 90s. It is a work of utter brilliance. It's
Do you
called
want to know
Gordon.
What the last thing, as far as I'm aware, that the lead singer from the Bare Naked Ladies was doing? Do you remember when I went round Ireland on the Clipper?
Oh, you went on your boat,
was also on the Clipper filming for a random TV show where basically people wrote in and said, I challenge you to do this.
Ah.
And somebody had challenged him to go on the Round the World Clipper boat. And he'd done that and was filming for his TV show.
Brilliant.
I he was like a nice man.
Good.
Yeah. The Canadians are, though. They are very nice, very friendly people.
Loads of people from here move over to Canada.
Was he the Vancouver is the most popular place where all
Was he the big
the
one with the glasses?
On the boat? No, he didn't have glasses, no. Yeah.
That's the main singer. I don't want to forget his name.
Gordon. Gordon is a great album. Honestly, buy it. The Bare Naked Ladies.
He would be rather big-headed to name an album after himself, wouldn't he? Really?
I was sitting in the gaff in Bebbington last night, and I was watching a program all about inventions on one of the funny channels. And when I talk about funny channels, I mean Freeview.
Dave.
I don't even know what channel it was. It might have been Dave, actually.
Dave.
And it was all about inventions. And it was this kind of thing about the stuff that you wish people had invented or should be invented. And I thought that's quite good, because there's lots of things that you think, actually, it'd be really good if there was a thing to do that. Okay. And it just got me thinking, because I was a little bit drunk. And I wrote down on my pad one thing.
There's a theme for your evenings.
Yeah. ITV4.
Bottle of wine.
Corkscrew. I wrote down on a pad what
Tuna.
I think needs to be one of the greatest inventions ever. And I want your reaction to this. I think I've hit upon something. I think this could sell globally.
Ooh.
Get yourself on Dragon's Den.
Well, I would, but I just can't be bothered.
Fair enough.
Okay, so I'm going to chuck this idea out there. Whoever runs with it can fine make the money.
Are that you serious great. About this? Or
I'm
you,
absolutely.
Or
I think this is a stroke of genius.
Like, have you seen that advert where they sing a song about putting a sausage with a pen and stuff at the moment?
No, I've not seen that. This is a very serious suggestion, and I think if someone does this, okay, you can run with it, you can pitch the idea, if you can find someone to produce
Get on
this,
with it, I'm excited.
All right, all I ask is maybe every Christmas you send me a crate of red wine and a postcard.
Right,
just to acknowledge how I gave you such a great start in life.
A bottle of day will do.
Ready for this?
Go on.
Mobile phones that have inbuilt breathalyzers so you cannot text when you're drunk.
Ah, it would stop drunk dialing.
Isn't it? Such
Fantastic.
A great idea. How many times have you sent a text when you have been half cut and woke up in the morning and gone back through your phone because you had that vague recollection that maybe,
It's always
and you look at it and you go,
And it's always just some like an ex or something, isn't it?
It's either someone you really hate and you've had enough Dutch courage to go, I hate you, right? Or it's an ex where you go, Sure, come around. Right, okay. What you should have is a breathalyzer built into your mobile, okay? And what you should have to do, it should kick in at 7 o'clock every evening, all right? And you reach for your phone, and just before you want to text, this little straw pops up, okay? And you have to blow into it, and if it goes into the red, it cuts off your ability to text.
No, I think it should be for phoning as well, actually. I'm a message leaver, a voicemail.
Oh, really?
Message
leaver. No, I'm a texter.
No, definitely. The number of songs I've sang to people about how wonderful they are.
Well, you see, singing's one thing, but I think Claire and I, because we just have a slight edge on you in terms of age, don't mean that in a horrible way.
I've been there.
Don't consider it patronising. Have sent texts and kind of gone.
Oh, it's horrible. Just the regret in the morning, and sometimes you can't remember what you've exactly put, and then you get a random text back from them saying, "What was that all about?" And you're like, "Oh, I don't remember." It's
and it's easier to text stuff because it's a little bit removed. Actually, it takes a lot of courage to phone up and sing a song, but if you're just singing a song, that's
no. But the song, the song might have content that you don't want to.
You're not going to. Oh, all right. Are you going to sing a song going, "Hello, it's Toby here. I'm a bit lonely. I fancy a bit of jiggy jiggy. Why don't you come round? Love you really. Bye." Can you do that? No. Do you?
You know what? He probably does. Poor PP.
No, not to her.
What?
Oh, God, no, not to her. Oh,
would you like to retract that statement,
not
please,
to her,
Toby?
Not to her or anyone else since I've been with Polly.
No, quite right, quite right.
Thank you.
You see, with a text, it's easy to go...
You get a bit, you've got a bit more Dutch you. Courage, haven't yeah. you, in a text?
What are you up to?
You're a bit chicken doing
it. It doesn't feel real somehow, does
yes,
it?
Yes, exactly,
do it
that's it.
What are you up to?
Yeah.
I'm cold.
You're
I've got a nice blankie for you.
Now. Oh, don't no, you join
is,
in with that.
It's just...
My blankie's well,
we're back
only.
To Captain Clokey.
I want Captain Clokey's number. Oh, just such a time.
You do.
I would like... Oh, no. I'm worried about Captain Clokey. Very.
So what do you reckon to my invention? Do you think it'll work?
I love it.
Oh, it's a great idea.
I think it's fantastic.
There's no reason why it wouldn't work. It'd be very easy to do as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little breathalyzer.
They can do it with cars now, can't they? They do it with cars, so they could do it on a mobile.
Exactly.
I bet you that's going in Dragon's Den in the next year.
It would stop a lot of humiliation, wouldn't it?
Yeah. It's great. But it would have to have like something that would break it for if you need an emergency call. You can still dial emergency numbers just in case.
Yeah.
An emergency booty call.
It's your friend that's got drunk and you need to help him out.
Yeah. There's always ways around it.
Emergencies and cabs.
Cabs. Well, that was my invention.
It's good.
I thought that was quite a good idea.
Any other inventions?
No, I haven't got any other
City
inventions.
City Talk 105.9, etc., etc.
Now, I can... I've got two things here. Do you want to talk about how Mr. Nice gets a girl after all as opposed to the bad men? Because women are supposed to go for bad men. We could do that next week, or we could do what I'm leaning towards.
Okay.
The most popular names for cars.
Didn't Laura have a name for her car?
Your name for your car?
No.
Got a name for
men
your car?
Don't name their
I don't
cars.
Have a car.
You don't have a car.
Men don't name their cars. They just call her she.
No, it's always a girl's name, though. It is, isn't it?
Well, this is interesting. They've done some research, and it reveals that 50% of British car owners name their cars. So I've got the most popular car names here, a top 10 for 2009. What do you think number one is?
Betsy.
I was going to say. You know that? I was going to say Bertie.
It?
Well, it's Bessie.
Ah!
How did you know that?
Bessie the car.
Bessie
the
car.
There you go.
Number two, Casper.
What?
Casper the car.
The friendly ghost.
Casper the car. Casper
number three, Lucky.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Now, number four, if you met a man, or indeed a woman, and they say, this is my car, I'll give you a lift, we're going out on a nice date somewhere, sit into the passenger seat, because of course that's how all men talk.
Yes.
When they're trying to impress someone.
Yes.
Like this. And you say...
How long were you single for?
A long time. And you say, that's a nice car. And they say, it's got a name. And
surely
you go,
they don't speak like that as well. What are the chances?
They all come from Essex. And you go, what's it called? And they say, Love Machine. Now, why? What? This is number four in the top 10 of the most popular names for cars.
I reckon Love Captain
Machine.
Clokey's car.
Captain Clokey's car, Love Machine.
Love Machine.
With a blankie on the parcel shelf. Number five. I don't know. I'm not sure about this. It's got to be made up. Beauty.
Beauty?
Oh, I'll give you a lift in Beauty.
Oh, she's a beauty. I guess maybe.
Number six. Muscles.
Muscles. That's for men who've bought a car to make up for other areas.
Yes,
right.
Definitely.
I think you're right. I'll give you a lift home. I've just got to work out where I've parked. Muscles.
And I bet you it's some really crappy car as well.
Number seven, Buster.
Buster.
What are you up to today? I've got to take Buster
that's
in for its MOT.
That's what you name your car if you've got a six-year-old boy for a son.
Do you?
Don't you think?
No.
That's the sort of thing you'd name your car. This is Buster, my new car.
Hey, son, let's go for a drive in Buster.
Yeah.
Hey, Buster. Number eight, Speedy.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
That's what
six-year-olds
call it.
Yeah.
Is this like toy cars?
Speedy Gonzales.
It is popular car names, 2009. Number nine.
Go on.
Oh, no.
What?
Moocher.
That's what Captain Clokey's car is called.
That's the one.
Yeah, as he's doing 10 miles per hour just by the curb. And finally, number 10, in the most popular car names for 2009, apparently 50% of British car owners name their cars. Number 10 is Boomzilla.
What?
That's rubbish. I regret doing that. I'll do the other one next week. I've run out of things to talk about.
Oh, dear. Do you know how many times...
Oh, what?
Do you know how many times that we say, we'll do something next week, never gets done?
I've got a file.
Really?
Just very dusty.
Yeah,
so, Claire, less than 72 hours to go until the big day. If people are listening to this on Saturday night, you are now CC.
I am.
I'm Claire Cross.
Yes, that's
the one. Not Cross Claire, hopefully.
No. Well, God, no.
That would
I
be
hope
bad.
Not.
No. No.
Are you planning on getting trolleyed at your after
no,
dinner thing?
No, I can't really, because you are the centre of attention all day, all night. So I'll have a good go, but...
What's your first dance going to be?
There's a few people asked us. No one knows the song that we've chose, but it means a lot to Tim and I.
No one knows it? You mean nobody knows it? Or you've not told anybody?
Have you ever heard of the band Deepest Blue?
I have heard of them.
They only had one album.
Oh, yeah.
And it's on their one album.
That's nice.
But it means something to us. Because there's all those obvious songs that you can pick, isn't there? But I didn't want anything like that.
What does it mean?
Special. Well, it was just when we first got together, we both liked Deepest Blue. They came out with this song. And then I was going away to Greece for like a month when we just got together. And so I was going to miss him. Obviously, he was going to miss me. So I bought him Deepest Blue, and he said he played it a lot while I was in Greece. And
beautiful.
Especially, we had one song that we particularly liked.
And did you play it while you were
in
Greece?
Yeah, he bought me... When I opened my suitcase, he packed it underneath at the bottom.
Romance is alive, ladies and gentlemen.
But I didn't have a CD player, but, the thought was there. The thought was there.
And do you know what? On that note, we shall draw... Bloke Talk to a close. Claire, good luck with the wedding.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations if you're listening after Saturday.
Toby, sorry if I upset you earlier.
Not that you upset me last week.
Got a new blanket for you outside.
And is it pink and yellow?
It's pink and yellow.
Brilliant. And Captain Clokey's waiting outside for you as well.
I won't say it's waterproof as well. And this has been Bloke Talk on the Voice of Liverpool, City Talk 105.9.
Listen, and log on to the Voice of Liverpool. City Talk 105.9.